Class is now in session. I'm your sexy professor, Venus. Today, I'm teaching you how to write audio scripts that VAs will rush to perform and audiences will bookmark for repeat listens. The writer of this script wanted to make a guide for other writers, something to help newcomers and give intermediate writers new perspectives. But why write it as some long, dry text post, when instead you could learn the same lessons while listening to me, rubbing myself like a bitch in heat, moaning so fucking pretty, you. It's more fun this way, isn't it? This lesson will cover storytelling for scriptwriters. My goal is to teach you how to think of your stories in narrative terms and how to structure them for greater impact. So, take out your notes, find a comfortable position and pay very close attention, okay? I'm recording this at my desk. I'm only wearing a robe with nothing under it. This is how most professors teach their classes, right? Remote learning is really going places. And here I have my favorite toy, a clit sucking toy, the last womanizer with autopilot on. And I really, really love it. It's my favorite one. You just place it and let it work its magic. Give me a moment, your professor just has to finish setting up. And ready. This is the first and most important lesson. Every script is a story. From the most sweeping, ambitious, epic to a quick 2 minute fuck. Every script is a story, and what makes something a story is conflict and resolution. There's some kind of aching tension, and through the story it must reach a climax. Maybe your characters want something, or they disagree about something, or there's something they refuse to accept about themselves. It doesn't even have to be something complicated, even the nastiest, sloppiest fuckfest has a conflict. I'm horny, the conflict, a simple conflict, but still a conflict. It begs for a resolution. I'm horny, wants to reach, I'm coming. Now when I say climax, I don't always literally mean an orgasm. It's it's a moment of highest intensity that brings your conflict to resolution. It often does actually mean coming, but it can also be emotional resolution. Resolution of a power dynamic. A moment of self-acceptance. And sometimes your character being edged and denied is the climax. But the climax of this script I'm performing better fucking be an orgasm, or else the writer is in deep, deep trouble. Your tension is what drives the story. It makes your audience want to know what happens next. But you have to keep your story moving. You have a resolution to reach. Your conflict should shift and change as your characters confront it. With your characters changing and growing in response. Don't you fucking love dynamic characters with arcs, innocent girls turning into wanton sluts, brats being tamed to obedience, and tsunderes revealing their hidden horny side. Conflict and resolution, movement and transformation, wants and needs, begging, just begging to be fulfilled. Of course, Gunwald Audios has special stories. Our stories are sexual. Ah, we make stories about passion and desire and fucking, about all the filthy, kinky things that turn you on so much and turn me on so, so much too. Ah, and if sex stories are special stories, they need special conflicts too. Suppose you made a normal chaste story and added a sex scene in the middle. Didn't advance the plot, didn't provide any resolution. Well, that wouldn't be that satisfying, would it? No. Your story must have sexual conflicts, tensions that can only be resolved by an overflowing of carnal desires, needs that remain unfulfilled, relationships aching to form, repressed fetishes that must be accepted. We'll all have those, don't we? A battle of wills where an orgasm is victory or defeat. People coming together or coming apart. These sexual struggles keep your listeners waiting on every word from your performer's lips. They are the fuel to your fire. No. It's perfectly okay if those sexual conflicts are the whole script. It can be the correct choice, keeping it laser focused on the porn. Especially if you're making something quick and dirty. Sometimes though it's better to blend genres, romantic conflicts, dramatic conflicts, horror conflicts, and comedy conflicts. All of this can give your script a bit of extra. But even those conflicts should echo your erotic conflicts, enhancing them. They need to mirror the sexual conflicts in some way. Sexual conflicts making non-sexual conflicts more exciting. Non-sexual conflicts making sexual conflicts deeper, more meaningful. You are not writing two scripts. A plot script that stops in the middle so the porn strip can start? No. Oh my god. No, the porn and the plot are the same creature. Just continue through other means. It's conflict and resolution. Tensions and desires growing until they must be expressed, must be confronted, and until then it's all too much to contain. Think of it like a line. Imagine it rising and falling along with the tension. As everything speeds up, as the emotions become bigger, the foreplay gets more intense. Yes, the suspense becomes fucking unbearable. That's when the line is rising. As the story slows down, the emotions become more muted. Everyone takes a breather. That's when the line goes down. And sometimes, you want to start right at the height of the action. It's a way to get your audience's attention. Like that. Yeah. Usually you'll spend more time building it up, starting low, and letting it rise, taking the time to introduce your conflicts, characters, dynamic. Oh my god. I can't hold on any longer. The line is going up and up and higher and higher. Your conflicts are like a gathering storm, everything getting hotter, hotter, more intense. At first, just undercurrent hints, flirtations, until they can't be restrained anymore. Just like me. Oh my god, I hope this fucking ends soon. I'm so pent up. It's too fucking intense, it's too hard, your audience needs more, your performer needs more, just like I do right now. The naughty foreplay gradually turns into passionate, desperate bodies in motion. If you're riding around a power struggle, then the subtle dance of dominance turns into an outright battle for control. Who's going to be on the bottom? And who's going to be on top? But the line can only go up and up for so long. Eventually it becomes too much. Like a bomb about to fucking explode and explode. Fuck, fuck, I'm getting close. The scriptwriter is such an asshole. I have to stop right at the edge. Let your professor suffering be a lesson too. Sometimes you want to the line to go down, sometimes you want to draw out the tension. Breaking the action, let your audience take a breather, stew in the moment, eager for more. The arguing lovers interrupt their fight to reaffirm their love. Or the moaning slut, momentarily recovers her modesty, putting up one last shred of resistance. But these are just false dawns, the eye of a hurricane, because the central tension remains there, unresolved, begging for relief. Now, class, let's use this break to introduce another concept. What makes a script unique? What specific feature of your script would make talented VAs pick it up instead of another? Tomboy, BFF, admit she loves you is an idea with a lot of tension, but there are already 100 scripts with that exact setup. You can write an unoriginal script. It can even be great. The quality and specific writing of choices can elevate a script above its basic idea. But it's usually better to start from a killer premise. With every script, you should ask what's special about it. What's the hook? What are you doing that's new or different? It could be anything, the plot setup, the setting, the kinks involved, the themes. But you want to add something. Usually something that adds new context or that makes for a combination greater than the sum of its parts. That mix of new twists and established well-worn tropes are what draws your audience's curiosity. Your childhood friend confesses she loves you and that she's an internet famous pro dominatrix. Something familiar and a twist. Consider what you're listening to right now. There's a familiar, a seductive siren with such a sexy voice, making herself so fucking wet for you, rambling and coming for your listening pleasure. And that's the twist, a lesson on script writing being delivered while I fuck myself stupid. Creativity is rarely about making something entirely new. Most creativity is iteration and evolution, combining existing ideas in novel ways. It's just about finding the right combinations that fit. The central idea formed by your combination is your focus, and everything in your story should somehow advance your focus. You know, this script is supposed to be a lecture combined with a bit of fun. Your professor wouldn't be advancing the focus if she didn't go back to fucking herself, would she? What do you think? That's better, fuck. All that teasing just made me more eager for the climax. So you know what your focus is. But how do you actually advance it? The keys, setup and payoff. Setup and payoff. You establish something early, then when you bring it back, it has more context, more power. You heard me, Edge. You know how totally fucking desperate I am to come. So when I do come, that moment will be more powerful, more satisfying. Maybe you want to end your brat taming audio by having her get off on being spanked. It would be more effective. If you set it up by having her whine about having her ass smacked at the start, remember all line going up and down, or arc. You normally start low, then go high, because you're planting your setup for the inevitable payoff, but you can't set up forever. The setup isn't as fun as the payoff, it is not as satisfying. You're trading satisfaction now for more satisfaction later. But that later has to come eventually, otherwise the audience will leave before the good part. And I'm really, really gonna fucking kill the writer. Oh, it's a balance, you know, set up to satisfy but not to bore. Ah, but also, you cannot write everything. You can only write so many words a day. I can only perform so many words, and editors can only edit so much runtime. It all takes time, and every 100 words is about a minute of audio. So every word is precious. Nothing can be wasted. If you can say as much in 10 words as in 20, write 10. Every line, every turn of phrase needs to be making your story more interesting, your character more engaging, the sex more satisfying and exciting. Every word has to justify itself, okay? And if it can't, you need to cut it. Yeah? Every word has to justify itself. And if it can't, yeah, I said it. Cut it. It's hard. But you have to do it. See, I'm even losing myself in word and repeating myself. Because of being aged so much. I'm losing my English more and more. That way you're getting the most out of me, the most out of my performance, helping me be the most erotic I can be. And when it all comes together, when all of the pieces are in the right place, everything just click. The tension rises and rises, demanding its inevitable ending, the perfect erotic climax, every line on the script, every second of the performance. Please, please, please let it end soon. All focused on making it as sexy as possible, as exciting as possible, thrilling the unstoppable, desperate momentum, driving it onward and onward. The line goes up and up, rising until it can't rise anymore. Oh my god, mon dieu, purée, I can't anymore. I don't even know how to speak good English anymore. Conflict and resolution, tension and tension and release, the beginning and climax. Give your professor a moment. Class, I just need to catch my breath. Let's recap before we finish. That was so good. Scripts are stories, and even the simplest story is composed of at least one core conflict that is resolved through the action of the story. Gunwald audio scripts are erotic stories resolved through sex. Non-sexual conflicts are optional and should mirror the sexual conflict's resolution. The sexual and non-sexual aspects of your script are extensions of each other. Stories follow a progression of rising and falling action gradually, but not uniformly, moving towards climax, the moment of highest tension. Innovative scripts mix popular element with new twist or combination. The resulting idea is your focus. You advance your focus by setting up the context to pay off with greater force later. But you have to balance your setup and payoff. The longer the script, the harder to perform. Every word of your script must accomplish something. Efficiency is key. If you can master those concepts, you'll have VAs climbing over themselves to feel your writing. Oh, and one last thing. Sometimes your writing might say something about the world beyond fucking. You might write something with actual thematic depths. That's not a bad thing. The whole point of a Gone Wild audio script is to be sexy. It doesn't have to be deep. But it's also okay to be sexy and meaningful. In fact, the themes can make your story sexier. We're humans, and humans can be turned on by ideas. And it helps your story stay in someone's head. It's nice to leave your audience with something to linger on.